the rental place, they don't have a space this morning, so they are joining us. And there are too many of them, the radios are not enough.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我们有这样子同步的翻译，因为法拉盛在聚会的圣徒，因为那个旅馆没有办法给我们地方，所以他们必须来这里跟我们一同聚会。那我们没有足够的这个radio，所以我们需要有这样子同步的翻译。
And this morning, the church is reviewing last week's verses.
这一周教会在这里复习上个礼拜的经节。
We've been reviewing the summer training.
我们在复习暑期的这个训练。
And we come to the end of the training message.
我们来到这个训练最后末了的一篇信息。
That is concerning the vision of God.
关于神的意象。
And the heavenly vision concerning God's desire to have a dwelling place with His people on the earth.
以及神的心愿是要在地上得着与人同住之居所的属天意象。
So there are 2 points.
在这里有两点。
The first point is concerning the vision of God.
第一大点是关于神的意象。
This vision of God is, I need to explain a little bit.
关于神的意象，我需要稍微解释一下。
Usually we say Apostle Paul has a heavenly vision, and he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们常常提到使徒保罗有属天的意象，他也没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And that vision was concerning Christ and the church.
那个意象是关于基督与教会。
Because when he got saved, he heard a speaking.
为当他得救的时候，他听到了一个说话。
Saul, Saul, why you are persecuting me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
That was the heavenly Christ speaking from heaven.
那就是属天的基督从天上向他说的话。
So he saw the heavenly Christ.
所以他看见了属天的基督。
But he was puzzled that he was told that he was persecuting this Christ. And he was persecuting the Christians.
但他不明白为什么说他逼迫了基督，他是在逼迫这些基督徒，他并没有去逼迫这位基督。
When the Lord Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? That me, including the heavenly Christ as the head and his body on the earth with all his believers.
所以当耶稣跟他说，你为什么逼迫我？那个我呢，就是包括在属天的基督做这个我的头，以及在他地上做他肢体的这些基督徒做他的身体。So
that was the vision of Paul.
这是保罗的意象。
But the vision of God
但神的意象是什么？
Is not in that sense.
不是在这一方面的意义。
It's very clear in the training outline, Roman numeral 1.
在训练信息的大纲第一大点里讲得非常清楚。
Roman numeral 1 says, they saw the God of Israel.
第一大点说,他们看见以色列的神。
They saw God. That was the vision of God.
他们看见了神,那个就是神的意象。
This is from, we just read the verses. They saw God. That was concerning, if you read the context, maybe we need to read a little bit of context, then we will see the whole picture. It begins with Exodus chapter 24, verse 1.
你若从上下文来读这些经节，就稍微清楚一点。也许我们应该来读一下这个上下文。 从出埃及记24章1节开始。
We have the verses. Can you move the verses? After, yeah, let's read together. Then he said to Moses, come up to Jehovah, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship at a distance. So they saw the God of Israel, referring to Moses, Aaron, his two sons, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders.
所以耶和华, 也就是以色列的神, 对摩西说, 你和亚伦, 拿达, 以及他的两个, 亚伦的两个儿子, 拿达和亚比户, 并以色列长老中的70人, 要上到耶和华这里来。
Do we have the verses 9 through 11?
9到11节, 24章 9到11节。
If you don't have it, then I'll read it to you. Is it there? Okay. Okay, let's read it together. Then, and he did not stretch out his hand. Okay, that's good. So we see the ones, they saw the God of Israel are referring to this group of people. Moses, Aaron, two sons, and the 70 elders.
所以呢,看见以色列的神, 是关乎这一批人, 就是摩西亚伦, 亚伦的两个儿子, 还有以色列中70个长老。
And this is something tremendous.
这是非常奇妙的一件事, 非常大的一件事。
Because never there were people saw God this way.
在以往从来没有人这样的看见过神。
And this is where Exodus from chapter 1 led us to this point.
这个 在这里24章是以色出埃及记一章开始慢慢地把我们带到了这个地步。
I don't have time to go into detail, it may take too much time.
我没有太多时间来复习 在过去的出埃及记这许多的点,
这会花太多的时间。 In chapter 12, they got redeemed
在12章,
by the Passover lamb.
因着吃逾越节的羔羊而被救赎。
Then in chapter 14, they went through the Red Sea, they were baptized. They were separated, and they were sanctified unto God.
在14章,他们过了红海, 也就是受浸的一个图画, 他们被分别, 而且被圣别归于神的耶和华。
Then the Lord led them with the pillars of cloud and the pillars of fire to have the experience at Mirah with the bitter water, which signified the dealing of the cross.
然后主以云柱和火柱引领他们, 把他们带到马拉, 在那里他们, 碰到吃这个苦水, 也就是经历我们, 就是预表我们对十字架的经历。
Then, of course, Moses asked, was told to throw a tree, and the bitter water became sweet.
当然摩西, 耶和华跟他说, 你会看见一个树木, 他就把它丢在水里, 这个苦水就变甜了。
Then they experienced 12 springs and 70 palm trees.
接着他们经历12股水泉, 也经历到这70棵, 棕树。
And that signified the fullness of Christ's resurrection.
这个就预表基督复活的完全。
Then they experienced the heavenly manna coming down to supply them.
他们也经历属天的玛拿, 降下来供应他们。
And the living water flowing out of the cliff rock.
从裂开磐石流出来的水来解他们的干渴。
That's in chapter 17.
这在17章。
And they also defeated the Amalekites.
他们也打败了亚玛利人。
But God's purpose was not just feeding them, saving them, delivering them, but to bring them to the mountain of God.
神的旨意不仅是供应他们、拯救他们、引领他们, 乃是要把他们带到这个山上来启示他的心意。
God likes to have fellowship with them.
神愿意与他们有交通。
That's chapter 19 and chapter 20. God gave the Ten Commandments.
在十九章和二十章，神给了他们十诫。
It's so wonderful that God's word was given to His people.
何等的奇妙，神的话就赐给了他的子民。
And the law is a testimony of God.
律法就是神的一个见证。
And a description of God.
也是神的一个描述。
Of course, the law also exposes God's people.
当然，神也在这里暴露他的子民。
When the people said, "All that Jehovah has said, we will do."
当子民回答说，只要耶和华说的，我们都会做。
And the situation changed. In chapter 19, it was a thick cloud.
在十九章那里有黑云乌云。
When the law was given, at 19 or 20.But at 24, the situation changed.
但在二十四章呢，这里的情形又有一个改变。
Because there was a clear sky.
在这里有一个清明的天。
You know, in the beginning of chapter 24, Moses was told to bring up Aaron, two sons, and the 70 elders up to the mountain.
在二十四章一开始，耶和华跟摩西说，带亚伦以及他的两个儿子。还有七十个长老上来。
And we saw, you know, the verses said they beheld God and they ate with drink. They ate and drank.
那我们也读到经节，他们看见了神，而且又吃又喝。
It was a wonderful time for this group of saints.
对这一批圣徒来说，这是一个非常美好的时光。
In fact, that was God's desire.
这就是神的一个心愿。
God wants to have fellowship with His people.
神愿意与他的子民有交通。
In fact, His people are His covenant people.
他的子民是他的
立约的子民。
立约的子民。
And they are even His spouse.
也是他的配偶。
So that very enactment.Of the law is an engagement covenant.
在那样的一个立约呢，它其实是和他们立一个婚约。
And we cover that message in, concerning the function of the law in its highest sense is God likes to be one with His people.
我们过去也说到，神立约最高的意义呢，就是神愿意与他的子民成为一。
And this is exactly people, exact picture that God brought His people to this mountain so He can fellowship with them.
这里也就是以这幅图画所描写，就是神把他的子民带到山上来，与他们有交通。
Of course, His people doesn't know.
当然，他的子民并不是这样的清楚。
They don't know God and they don't know themselves.
他们不认识神，他们也不认识自己。
So in between chapter 24, 1 and 2, and verse 9, in between, Moses did something at the foot of the mountain.
所以在24章1节、2节和到第9节之间呢，摩西就在山下做了一些事情。
And that was enacting of the covenant also.
那也是一个立约。
He built an altar.
他筑了一座坛。
And the young men offered burnt offerings and peace offerings.
年轻人在那里献燔祭和平安祭。
And there was the shedding of the blood.
在那里有流血。
Hair was put in basins.
血就摆在那个盆子的里面。
And hair was poured on the altar.
一半是摆在盆子里，一半是撒在那个祭坛上。
When again people say, "Whatever Jehovah said, we will do."
当人民他的子民又回答说，神说的我们都要做。
Moses sprinkled them with the blood.
摩西就把血洒在他们身上。
Telling them, you are sinful people.
你们是有罪的人。
But I'm willing to forgive.
但是耶和华愿意来赦免你们。
I have redemption for you.
我为你们成就了救赎。
You know, before that,Moses also erected 12 pillars.
在这以前，摩西也筑了十二根柱子。 立了十二根柱子。
That shows God wants His people also to become His testimony.
这给我们看见神要他的子民成为他的见证。
But His real desire is to be one with them.
那他真正的心愿呢，是要与他们成为一。
So we saw the picture that these 70 elders with Aaron and Moses and his two sons were in the mountain.
我们看见这七十个长老以及亚伦和他的两个儿子，他们在山上。
And the rest of the people, they were at the foot of the mountain.
那其他的以色列民是在山下那里。
They also saw God.
他们也看见神。
Let's read the verse.
我们来看一下这些经节。
Verse 17:24.
24章17节。
Let's read the verse.
我们一起来
读。And the appearance of the glory of Jehovah.Was like consuming fire on the top of the mountain to the eyes of the children of Israel. So the children of Israel also saw the glory of God.
以色列人也看见了神的荣耀。
So we see these two pictures. At the foot on the mountain and in the mountain.
在这里有两幅图画，在山下是一幅图画，在山顶上是一幅图画。
山里
是一幅图画。
And there was another picture on the top of the mountain.
啊，另外一幅图画是在山顶上。
Let's read these verses. These are referring to eventually, you know, when God told Moses to get the people, to get these ones up, he also told only Moses can be with God.
啊，当这一群人来到山上，那后来耶和华跟摩西说，只有唯独摩西。可以在山顶上跟神在一起。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节。
And Moses alone shall come near to Jehovah, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him. 14 and 18. And he said to the elders, Wait here for us until we return to you, both Aaron and Hur.Here with you. Whoever has a cause, let him come near to them. And Moses entered into the midst of the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. So God's desire, Moses was alone with God.
神的心愿就是要摩西单独的和他在一起。
And the other two occasions, they were.People.
在另外两个地方有许多的人在那里。
So God's desire is all of us, when we come together, we should see God.
神愿意我们来在一起的时候，我们都看见神。
Every church meeting is a gathering to behold God.
每个召会的聚会都是要来见神。
But God also wants us to spend time with Him alone.
但神也愿意我们单独花时间在跟和他在一起。
That's why we all need to every day get up and spend some personal time with the Lord.
所以每天我们都需要早上起来花一些时间单独和主在一起。
Throughout the scriptures, we can see this picture.
在圣经里，我们一直可以看到这样的一幅图画。
Let's read a few verses.Job 42:5-6. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I abhor myself and I repent in dust and ashes. So this is concerning Old Testament Job. In Matthew 5:8, the Lord also said,Let's read. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This generally saying, speaking to everyone. And let's read Revelation 22:3-4. And they will no longer be a curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his slaves will serve him.And they will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. So this shows that for eternity, we will be seeing God.
这一节给我们看见，在永远里，我们必要见神，我们要一直见神。
Yesterday there was a wedding.
昨天有一个婚礼。
There was a time, the bridegroom and the bride, they were looking at one another, speaking to one another.
那有一段时间呢，新郎就看着新娘，新娘看着新郎，他们单独的注视。
Anyone been there will notice that they spend quite a little bit of time there.
在那里的人就发现他们花很多时间在那里彼此的注视。
They were speaking to one another.
他们彼此有交谈。
I think they didn't pay attention any other people around them.
他们对他周遭的人啊不太在意。
It may not be the best example.
也许这不是最好的例子。
God wants us to behold him.
神要我们来看他。
They also choose a verse. It's very good. You know, I also thought that verse before it was printed in their program.
他们也选了一个经节，我也想到这个经节。
They mentioned Old Testament David in Psalm 24.
在那里诗篇大卫在二十四篇这样子的写。
About he asked Jehovah and he seek that.He may dwell in the house of Jehovah and to behold the beauty of Jehovah.
大卫在那里寻求神，也愿意在神的殿里永远地住在那里。
So we all need to spend some time, to behold the Lord.
我们都需要花时间来观看神。
Maybe in the beginning, while the Israelites at the bottom of the mountain of Sinai.
也许有的时候一开始的时候，我们像以色列民是在山脚下那样子的看神。
I believe the Lord wants us all advance in our experience.
主愿意我们在我们的经历上能够往前。
From I've been terrified of this consuming fire.
从看见耶和华像烈火这样的惧怕的光景里往
前。To beholding God.
来观看神。
And eat and drink.
又吃又喝。
Eventually we will really spend some time, even not conscious, 40 days, 40 nights.
最后我们单独和神相处，甚至40昼40夜都不算长。
I enjoy this verse very much. That is, it's in 2 Corinthians 3, 16 to 18. Let's continue our reading.
享受《林哥林多后书》3:16-17-28.
Let's read them together. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord,The veil is taken away, and the law is the spirit. And where the spirit of the law is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's spirit. This morning, I avoid the portion that there is a theological problem because there are other portions telling us we cannot see God.
今天早上我就避免去讲到在这里有一个神学上的问题，因为有些圣经节告诉我们说我们能够见神，有些圣经节说我们不能见神的面。
Because Jehovah said to Moses, "You cannot see my face." For no man shall see me and live.
耶和华对摩西说：“你不能看见我的面，因为没有人看见我的面还能存活。”
I'm not enter into that realm this morning.
今天我就不去摸这件事。
But I just want to emphasize the part that we can come to the Lord and we can turn our heart to Him.
今天我愿意留在这一面，就是我们能够来到神面前。我们能够把心转向神
，beholding and reflecting Him，
观看他，并且反照他
，and we will be transformed from glory to glory。
我们也要被变化，从荣耀到荣耀。
That means while we are beholding Him, something will be infused into us。
当我们在这里观看他的时候，有些东西就被注入到我们的里面
，and we will be transformed。
我们就会被变化。
This kind of transformation is not just outwardly changing something.
这样的变化不仅在外面外表来改变我们。
It means something will be infused into us.
乃是有些东西会被注入到你的里面。
the very element of God, life of God, nature of God.
神的元素、神的生命、神的性情就要被注入到你的里面。
And this will change us metabolically into His image.
这样会新陈代谢的来把我们改变成他的形象。
Praise the Lord, God is our portion.
感谢主，神是我们的份。
Okay, because of time, we'll cover the second point.
因为时间，我们就来看第二个大点。
It's concerning the heavenly vision, concerning the desire of God's heart to have a dwelling place with man on earth.
这就是神的心愿，是要在地上得着与人同住之居所的属天意象。
We'll read some verses, which will lead us to the very two verses we read in the beginning.
我们要来读一些经节，这些经节就带我们来看我们刚开始读的那两节经节。
Let's read Exodus
25:1-3.
Then Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Tell the children of Israel to take for me a heave offering. From every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my heave offering. And this is the heave offering which you shall take from them, silver and bronze.Then he let them make a sanctuary. Let's read that verse again. And let them make a sanctuary for me that I may dwell in their midst. According to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its utensils, even so you shall make it. We continue because the Chinese speaking, they continue. I don't know whether you notice when the Lord said, you know, let them make a sanctuary. I think this we all understand. For me, that I may, if I read it, if I write that sentence, I will say that I may dwell in it.
我不知道你有没有注意到在第八节这里说他们当为我造圣所。若是我来写这一节的话，我会说我就能够住在那里。
But it says, that I may dwell in their midst.
圣经不是这样说，圣经却是说使我可以住在他们中间。
The real dwelling place of God are God's people.
神真正的居所是神的子民。
So the children of Israel, they are God's dwelling place.
以色列民是神的居所。
Because it's a sin, God wants his people.
为神要得着他的子民。
He wants his people to be his counterpart.
他要他的子民成为他的配偶。
He wants his people to be his dwelling place.
他要他的子民成为他的居所。
His dwelling place are corporate people.
他的居所是一个团体的子民。
The children of Israel.
也就是以色列民。
So God's living place in the Old Testament, the tabernacle was just a symbol.
所以神居所在旧约里那个圣所那个帐幕呢，只是一个预表。
Let's read John 1:14.
我们来读约翰福音1:14.
And the Word became flesh and tabernacle among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality.When it comes to New Testament, God's tabernacle is the Lord Jesus as a man.
当我们来到新约的时候，神的帐幕就是主耶稣，他成为一个人。
The very God, the very Jehovah, now is dwelling in the man Jesus.
这位耶和华，这位神，他就居住在耶稣这个人的里面。
The Lord Jesus is God's living tabernacle.
主耶稣是神活的帐幕。
Let's continue Revelation 21:2-3.
我们继续读启示录21:2-3.
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying,Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. So we see that eventually the New Jerusalem as the tabernacle of God is with man.
最终我们看见新耶路撒冷做神的帐幕是与人同在。
So the New Jerusalem, which is a composition of God's Old Testament saints and God's New Testament saints.
新耶路撒冷就是神旧约的圣徒和新约的圣徒的一个集大成。
Because there are 12 gates with the 12 names of the children of Israel.
因为在那里有十二个城门，上面刻着十二以色列十二支派的名字。
And there are 12 foundations of the wall with the 12 names of the New Testament apostles.
但那城墙有十二个根基，上面刻着十二个使徒的名字。
So the eternal tabernacle, the New Jerusalem, composed of all God's people, are his dwelling place for eternity.
所以永远的帐幕，也就是新耶路撒冷，就是神古往今来所有子民的一个极大城。
But today we are in the process of building this New Jerusalem.
今天我们是在建造着新耶路撒冷的过程中。
In fact, we are becoming the New Jerusalem.
我们甚至是成为新耶路撒冷。
Let's read Matthew 16:18.
我们来读马太福音16:18.
And I also say to you, you are Peter.Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So we see Christ is building, and we are building God's dwelling place.
这里我们看见基督在建造神的居所，我们也在建造神的居所。
This is where we are when we come to the end of this last training to chapter 25.
这就是我们过去暑期训练最后一篇信息，我们来到出埃及记25给我们所看见的。
We may say Exodus is divided into two parts.
我们可以说出埃及记是分为两大部分。
First part is chapter 1 to chapter 24.
第一部分是第一章到24.
And the second part is 25 to chapter 40.
第二部分是25到40.
The first part is God's people's initial experiences.
第一部分是说到神子民初期的一个经历。
And it's a preparation.
这是一个预备。
The experience of salvation is not a goal in itself.
对救恩救赎的经历不是目的，它是一个预备。
The goal of God's salvation is his dwelling place.
神救恩的目的呢是他的居所。
That is chapter 25 to chapter 40.
这就是25到40跟我们所说的。
And we see in chapter 25 it begins with the materials for God's building.
那25章开始我们看见为着神居所所预备的一些材料。
That is in chapter 5 verse 1-3. We started a little earlier. We didn't put all the verses there concerning the materials. Let's read chapter 25, verses 2 and 3. Tell the children of Israel to take for me a heave offering. For every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my heave offering. And this is the heave offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze. These are minerals.
金银铜是矿物。
And afterwards it mentioned other materials.
在接下来的经节提到一些别的。
There were blue threads and the scarlet and purple.
蓝色、紫色、朱红色线。
Then fine linen.
山羊毛。
These are vegetable life.
这些是
of vegetable life.
植物的生命。
And also acacia wood.
还有说到枣荚木。
Then there was the oil, spices.
点灯的油，并做膏油和做馨香之香的香料。
These are of the plant life.
这些都是跟植物有关。
And there were the animal life, goat's hair.
山羊毛，这就是跟动物有关了。
And ram skin dyed red.
染红的公羊皮。
And porpoise skins.
海狗皮。
This is of animal life.
这是跟动物，这是动物的生命有关的东西。
These are what they brought out of Egypt.
这是他们从埃及带出来的东西。
They didn't get this in the wilderness.
他们并不是在旷野得着这些东西。
But all this, the Lord referred them to as heaf offering.
那这些东西呢？主说你们要把它当作举祭献给我。
Heaf offering is something lifted up.
举祭就是举起来的一个祭物。
Referring Christ was lifted up in his ascension.
主在他的升天里被举起来。
Even the Lord referred them to the heaf offering and my heaf offerings.
主这里说到举祭，甚至说是我的举祭。
So these are referring to the virtues of Christ experienced and enjoyed by us.
这就是说到这里的预表，就是基督的身位和工作的美德。
So for the building up of the church, cannot be anything natural.
我们不能用天然所有的东西来建造神的。
Has to be in resurrection and in ascension.
必须在主的复活和升天里。
I don't have time to enter into that more about that.
I
just want to mention one more thing that is concerning the building that needs to be according to the pattern shown to Moses on the mountaintop.
我要再提一点，这样的建造必须是按照主在山上指示给摩西的样式。
And the material is just the beginning.
有这些材料只是开始。
And the rest will be fully developed from chapter 25 through chapter 40.
从二十五章到四十节，这怎么样来建造，就会仔细的给我们启示出来。
But there is one principle I just want to mention.
在这里有一个原则，我必须要提出来。
In the New Testament, the Lord is building up His dwelling place, which is the church.
在新约里，主是在这里建造他的居所，也就是教会。
In chapter 16, verse 18, it mentioned about the Lord Jesus, I will build my church.
在马太福音十六章十八节，主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
And that church is a universal church.
那个教会是宇宙的教会。
So the universal church comes first.
宇宙的教会在先。
The body of Christ is the universal church.
基督的身体就是宇宙的教会。
And the local church comes second.
地方教会是在次。
Which is in Matthew chapter 18.
那是在马太福音十八章所提到的。
So we are here this morning as the church in New York City.
我们今天在这里作为纽约市的教会。
But we are part of the body.
但是我们是身体的一部分。
We are building up the church here for the building up of the body of Christ.
我们在这里建造纽约市的教会是为着建造主的身体。
There are two verses at the end, maybe we can read together, four verses. Ephesians 2, 19.
以弗所书二章十九到二十二节。
Let's read together. So then, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints.And members of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. 22, referring to the local church.
二十二节指到地方的教会。
In 21, he mentioned in whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. That refers to the universal church.
二十一节在它里面全房连接一起，长成在主里的圣殿。这是指宇宙的教会。
So apostles writing in Ephesians follows the example the Lord gave in Matthew 16 and 18.
所以使徒在这里写以弗所书关于教会的启示。是跟着主在马太福音十六章十八章说到宇宙教会和地方教会的次序。
So we are very thankful that the Lord revealed this pattern to us.
我们感谢主把这样的一个
样式
指示给我们。
That we can all participate in this building.
我们都有份于这样的建造。
Paul in his epistle in Corinthians.
保罗在他写给哥林多人的书信里
says he who prophesy builds up the church.
说伸言的就是建造教会。
I'm just sharing a little in opening word.
我在这里说一些开头的话。
But we all can participate in the building up of the church.
我们都能够有份于建造教会。
By prophesying one by one.
借着我们一个一个的伸言来建造教会。
May the Lord use this meeting for His building.
愿主用这样的聚会来建造他的身体。
Amen.